from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Welcome back. Joe and Paul out at Topgolf. We're having a great time. Harry Callis has stepped in here. We got a bunch of fan celebrities now. Donnie Football, Harry Callis. This guy was a baseball player in college. I imagine he can swing the club a little bit. So we're having a bunch of fun here. People drinking Bell's beer. Come on out. Join us. Topgolf in South Fayette. Paul, how's the beer? How's the pizza?
We got a call. We got a caller who got tired of being on hold.
Oh, who so came in person?
He came in person, so he's got a question for you.
I was just going to go to calls. We'll go to live appearances instead. Your name and your hometown, sir?
Tom Ingram, PA.
Ingram. Where'd you grow up?
North Carolina.
No, are you a Tar Heels fan?
Absolutely. There's no other school.
Are you old enough, and this is not an insult because you look about the same age as me, do you remember Bob McAdoo from North Carolina?
Absolutely.
I love that guy.
Phil Ford was my guy.
Phil Ford in the Four Corners.
Yes.
Can we, among us,
the
name?
Dean Smith changed the face of college basketball because of that.
For the better? With the Four Corners
probably,
or the worse?
Probably. You know, now that I'm older, I say, yeah, it's for the better.
What was
Back
his first
then,
national?
I thought it was terrible.
Yeah, I mean, most you people know. Did. What was his first national championship team? What year? Dean Smith.
Dean Smith.
Was it the Jordan years, or did he win one before that?
No, Jordan year.
I thought he won one.
It was a Jordan year.
It wasn't in the 60s?
He only won two.
Did he win one in the 60s, or no?
His first one,
I thought he had
Jordan.
Three. I could be mistaken.
Well, they beat Georgetown. Let's name the North Carolina starting lineup among the three of us from that game.
It was Worthy, Perkins, and Jordan, right? Or was Perkins?
And Jimmy Black and Matt Doherty. Am I right?
Matt Doherty.
Paul, am I right about that?
I think you are, but I think he's won his second national title in the early 90s. I think he only
I
won
think you're
two.
Right about that, because that was the deal with him. He needed to win one, so they said. Yeah. Your first name
and
again?
And then he gave one to Guthrie.
And then he did, exactly.
Yeah. First one
was
81-82.
Tom. Yeah. First was 81-82, says City Limits. Tom, what's on your mind?
I just can't get over the fact that there's a Cy Young pitcher playing in Mexico that's almost free for us.
Yeah.
And we can't find a way to get him in Pittsburgh.
We've talked about that before, where Trevor Bauer maybe has an unsavory history. Certainly accusations, but the Pirates haven't been shy about bringing in others who have similar accusations.
That's
in Aroldis Chapman, Ji-Won Bae, Domingo Herman. We just saw him. I think he exercised an option he had to leave.
Right.
Now, with Bauer, there may be other things out there that we don't know about that the Pirates do. Jason Mackey, who's going to be doing this show tomorrow, has said that it's not even about that for the Pirates. They just don't think he's a great guy in the clubhouse. What is this, the nice guy Olympics here?
Give him an isolation room.
Yeah.
Give him his own little locker room. Be done with it.
I would have to know more info about what they know about him or suspect.
Too. But legitimate's ever come out.
In the meantime,
rumor.
I don't think it's the worst idea, Paul. Do you?
No, I mean, I think the biggest thing about it, though, is do they need him?
Yeah.
You only got three pitchers.
Well, you've got, you know.
I mean, they don't necessarily need him, but who wouldn't want to add an arm like that to their rotation?
No, I agree. But my point is, you know, I guess what you could do is if you brought him, then it would definitely make Gonzalez and Perez expendable.
Yeah.
And you could trade them. But oh, yeah. I think at one point they needed him. But, again, you've got Jones, you've got Skeens, you've got Keller, you've got Falter.
Hopefully you'll have Jones. We had Zangrilli telling us he might not be back till September. Remember that yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you've got a lot of options.
You do.
I wish, put it this way, I wish he was a former batting champion that was playing in Mexico rather than a former Cy Young Award.
Sure, but still.
You know.
He's cheap.
And he's cheap.
Even if you don't need him, he's cheap. You don't get a veteran like that any cheaper than what he is.
Well, we appreciate you coming out here.
It's good to see you.
You seem like a wonderful man.
Thanks for having me on.
Do you have a place in Florida? I notice a fish on your shirt.
No, that's just a Greg Norman.
Where should I go?
That's the Greg Norman.
Oh, it is? That's a shark. Yeah, not just any old fish.
Of course, I played in Western Pennsylvania right there.
What?
Old Stonewall.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's a beautiful
one. Hey, where should I go in North Carolina? What's a good beach place? I got a 15-year-old daughter. We're going to go to the beach one more time here before summer's out. Is Outer Banks the place?
Corona? That area.
How about Wrightsville?
That way it's not too crazy commercial stuff.
Is Wrightsville Beach in Wilmington a little crazy?
It's a little, because it's a little closer to Myrtle, so it still gets a lot more traffic. But it's not bad. It's beautiful down there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Good to meet you, Gus.
All right.
What a wonderful man he was, huh,
yes,
Paul?
Absolutely.
Do you know we have a breakfast burrito on the way with tater tots?
How about this guy from Big Guy's Pizza?
Big Guy's Pizza walks in? This
Big
is a miracle
pizza
here.
Big Guy's Pizza walks in and hands us pizza, says, oh, he thinks we might be hungry.
Every time I turn around, a miracle walks in.
Yes.
Donnie Football, Harry Callis, free pizza, breakfast burritos. It's a bonanza here at Topgolf.
And don't forget.
Do they have donuts?
Two-hearted IPAs.
Yeah, that, Bell's Beer. All right, Limits, let's go to a caller who's on the actual telephone.
Here
do
is
people still say telephone, Paul?
I don't think they do.
No,
they,
telephone's
they
a word of
phone,
a bygone
yes.
era.
Here's
do you know
thing.
That Ron was on the other Ron was on the other end of the line when Alexander Graham Bell made his call? Hello, Dr. Bell. Dr. Beal, is this you?
Here's my question. Are there still, and I don't know the answer, are there still working phone booths in America?
That's a great question.
Like, can you actually?
Limits, can you find, have you ever used a phone booth?
Once on vacation, probably 10 years ago at Geneva on the lake.
Like, can you actually go somewhere and stick like a quarter or two or whatever it takes into a machine and still make a phone call?
Can you, Limits?
Looking it up right now, I think there definitely is some places, like small town America, but no, I don't think there's any here.
I'm looking for a Dr. Beal. Is Let's go to the phones,
please. Big guy's pizza. It seems to be a big hit.
Yeah, it's a big hit.
All these guys that we haven't seen.
I know. They handed the pizza to us. Next thing I know, Donnie Football's digging in.
They're crushing it over
there. Joe, I have a number. As of February, there are only 100,000 payphone booths left in the United States.
That's 100,000 more than I thought there were.
That is a lot more than I thought.
Wow.
Still a lot out there.
Look at this, Paul. We have an entire team running in here now. All hell's broken loose at Topgolf. Do we have a caller limit?
We have John. He wants to talk about a potential Brent Rooker trade.
Hey, John.
Hello, Joe. I listened to some of your proposals. I agree 100% that the Pirates are in the driver's seat to get somebody like Rooker. They could offer Harrington. Then they could go to number 6, 7, and 8 among their top prospects. They're all the same guy. They're all shortstops. Mitch Jeb at 6. Tsung Che Chang at 7, Jack Brannigan at 8. Take your pick. Pick anyone. They're all the same age.
Yes.
Go to 10, Lonnie White. All hype, more than hope. The guy's supposedly a big prospect. Looks good on paper. Throw him in. You got him. But one more piece. If Oakland says we want somebody who maybe can play pro ball now, I say offer G1 Bay. Somebody who's a GM who says, I'm smarter than the average GM. They'll look at Bay and say, he's batting 359 in AAA. He has a god-awful long stride that actually caused him to be injured twice last year with his front foot.
Well, your overall point here is well taken, that even for people deep in the throes of prospect derangement syndrome, if they woke up tomorrow and Thomas Harrington, Mitch Jeb, and whoever else you want to pick from 15 through 20 then, we're no longer here, I'm pretty sure the franchise would survive. Now, Harrington, I think, is a top five guy. But I think,
I
think we'll all survive that, I think.
He's number four.
Number four. Well, thank you, and thank you for your call. Paul, I feel like, isn't the whole idea behind hoarding prospects in everything you do
to
use them at some point when you have an opportunity? The Pirates have an opportunity. What's more, they have a responsibility. They have a responsibility to try to capitalize on having maybe the greatest young pitcher who has ever taken a major league mound. They're a game and a half out of a playoff spot. That does not mean sell the franchise and get rid of your top 10 prospects, all of them. It means maybe one. And maybe three of your top 13 will all survive.
Let me ask you a question. How about say it took all 10 of their top prospects for them to get two outfielders, a pitcher, and let's say even a catcher, that all were under control for 2 or 3 years. Wouldn't you take that? I would take that. You can restock in 2 or 3 years. But more importantly, you got guys that are proven at major league players that you have control of for the next 2 or 3 years.
Right, they just had 3 picks in the top 47 again this year, about 2 weeks ago. And they took like a bunch of middle school kids. That's fine. That's great. They'll all be ready when Skeens is no longer here, which might be sooner than we think.
And that to me, I think, is the biggest problem with all of it, is that these people don't seem to want to acknowledge that at some point, winning at the major league level has to be relevant.
And I would say we've reached that point.
Absolutely.
When you're at an all-star break and you're a game and a half out of a playoff spot and you have a rotation that begins with Paul Skeens and Mitch Keller, I'd say that's an opportunity.
Right.
Nobody on earth is saying they're a perfect team. I think their lineup probably still stinks. They're probably several bats away from being a great lineup, but who says you need a great lineup to win?
Right.
Where were the Rangers and Diamondbacks at this time last year, by the way? Anybody got an answer for that?
A couple years ago.
Were they great teams? Were the Diamondbacks a great team?
A couple years ago, where was Washington the year they won the World Series? Where were they at mid-June, early June? You know what I mean? Late June. I mean,
can somebody out there guarantee me, too, that Skeens will be healthy next year at this time?
And Jones will be healthy. And Keller will be healthy. And, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I just think you got right now a team that is going to be a tough out in the playoffs for a variety of reasons. So why not go do it?
Fan Twitter.
Joe, we've got like a it looks like a high, looks like a maybe like a community program or like a day camp or something?
Yeah, and those kids came flying in here. They are fired up.
On the right,
I love it.
On the left, we have, looks like a business lunch meeting. There's a bunch of guys down there that all rolled in together.
Do you think Donnie Football and Harry Callis are plotting against us to take over this show? Perhaps with an assist from Jason Mackey?
I don't know. Mackey.
Could be.
I have to look at the Mackey plan.
Donnie is starting to lose his sense of humor. Do you know that? Last night I talked to him on the phone a bunch of times. I've talked to him today. His sense of humor is waning. He's becoming more serious, Donnie Football. Have you sensed that?
Yeah, I don't understand it.
When did this happen? Well, I thought he was going to have a bigger performance at the Radiothon because he has a reputation as a great tailgater, and instead he was more of a mentor to the younger producers. Maybe he's just maturing. He's maturing.
I just want to know who the 54-year-old that was still standing drinking watermelon vodka at 4 in the morning. Who is that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.